Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
From the WEEI Studios, 93.7 WEEI FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston, and Odyssey Sports Station.
If and when Porzingis gets hurt, they're still good enough to win.
I so don't feel that way.
If anybody wants to ask, I haven't gotten an update on Porzingis yet, so we can save the time.
Porzingis leaves takes it to the basket.
I don't think Al Horford is going to be able to sustain that. Like, he doesn't look like somebody that I want to depend on in the playoffs.
You're not depending on him that way
in the playoffs last year either. You are if Kristaps Porzingis is
out. No, you're not. You still have Tatum and Brown.
Something bad happened.
That is not good.
You don't think it's a problem not to have a big out there?
I think Horford is fine, is what I'm telling you. And he's probably better there than off the bench, because he's probably grousing about coming off the bench.
Is a wild take.
Okay. Wow. Talk about a take ahead of its time, coming home to roost.
Oh yeah, nobody saw this coming.
When was that from, Ryan?
Mid-November.
Okay, I was gonna say
November 16th, I think.
I feel like that was right around like the opener. Are they good enough to win without Kristaps Porzingis?
This was after they had just knocked off Philadelphia. That was the premise, that they were able to do it without Kristaps Porzingis.
Well, they pretty much won every game they played without Porzingis this year. So, you know my stance. You just heard it. I've had it for months and months and months. They can win without Kristaps Porzingis. Didn't know we had that off the top. Enjoyed hearing it back. But that's our big question of the day. Up now, at Jones and Mego, following the Celtics' 102-88 victory over the Miami Heat, who really are pathetic. I'm not giving Ryan full credit for this take. He's already, like, celebrating back there. They don't have Jimmy Butler. So, like, they're a completely different team. But, like, my God, that team, how many open threes did they miss last night? I'd love to give the Celtics credit for their defense. They didn't play any defense. The Heat just missed all the shots they made in game two. That wasn't a defensive performance from the Celtics, who, in fairness, are destroying this crappy Heat team. But they're on the brink. It should end tomorrow in game five at the Garden. Are we going to be out and about for that? Have we gotten final word on that?
We haven't. We can check in with Ken, though, at break.
We're supposed to be out and about for that tomorrow.
3 o'clock. I heard we'll find out by 3 o'clock.
Okay. We'll let you know when we know. We're supposed to be out and about for that. I don't think Porzingis is playing in that one. So our big question of the day, along with all your phone calls, 617-779-7937. Can the Celtics win a championship without Kristaps Porzingis? You heard my stance in November. Mine hasn't changed. You heard Mego's there back in November. Mego, has your stance changed? Are they good enough to win a championship without Porzingis?
I'm really sorry to say no. No, I really don't think they are. And I'll say it because of this. Like, I think that they should get through the East. And they should absolutely be back in the finals, even if Porzingis can't come back. Denver is just such a huge challenge for you, even without Porzingis. And I know that you're going to hold up the regular season record of they've gone, 21-4 without Porzingis on the floor. So
correct,
they should just be fine. But if we're going to throw back the regular season in everybody's face, well, they've lost to Denver twice this season. Denver is such a big challenge, even when Porzingis is available. And honestly, I'm also a little concerned, even if it's not Denver. If Denver is taken down by Minnesota, I think Minnesota is a scary team defensively with Rudy Gobert and Carl Anthony Towns. And then you have Anthony Edwards playing out of his freaking mind. Like, I just think that when you see a team like that, what you lose in Porzingis, what he's able to do just in terms of spacing the floor is pretty irreplaceable with your current roster. And so, yeah, you absolutely should get back to the finals. But I am, like, fingers crossed, toes
so I don't
crossed.
Get this.
Don't look up the toes on the internet because they're really ugly, but they're long enough to cross. Like, you should really, really be careful with whatever's happening with Porzingis so he's available for the finals.
Okay, well, yeah. I mean, don't rush him back, obviously. But if he can't go, he can't go. And if he's not the same player, he's not the same player. But I don't get it. They're good enough to make the finals, but not good enough to win it?
Yeah, because I think those teams in the West are so much better than everybody else in the East. They're the only ones who are really on your level. Like, I look at it, honestly, if you're looking at who these NBA teams are taking into account all of the injuries right now at this point in the playoffs, it really is Celtics, Denver at the top in a tier of their own. And that's mostly because of Jokic over on Denver and just how hard he is to match up against and how he'll grind you down if you get through a 7-game series. And then after that, I have Minnesota and maybe OKC a little bit on a tier below. And then honestly, on the next tier is the rest of the East with whoever else is left in the West. Like, those are the only teams that scare me. Nobody in the East.
Arkham, we haven't heard from you off the top or so far today. Are they good enough to win?
Yeah, where was I in that clip?
Yeah, where were you?
Ryan edited me out, I guess.
Well, he was getting a swirly from Drake May in the bathroom. Yeah.
You were probably down the hall and afraid
free
to weigh
napkins
in.
Down the hallway.
Maybe you contradicted yourself. You agreed and then disagreed with yourself within 30 seconds.
That's
and Ryan
never,
didn't find
ever
it usable.
Happened before, I don't think. For me, I'd say no. I don't think so. And it's because of the way the rest of the team's playing. I think Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown so far have been kind of in quicksand this series. And they may wake up and they may start playing better. And if that happens, great. They have enough talent to win the championship, if that's what you're asking, Jones. But are they going to do it without Porzingis? No, I don't think so. I think that if these guys are sort of sleepwalking through these early rounds, I agree with Mego. I don't think that the Knicks or the Pacers, it's probably going to be, or whoever comes out of the Orlando-Cleveland series, I don't think any of them can compete with the Celtics. But I do think that a series with Jokic without Porzingis, a series against the Bigs over in Minnesota without Porzingis, that's a real tall task. And I don't think that the rest of the team's playing well enough to withstand that. By the way, they never beat the Nuggets this year. Mm-hmm. Nuggets beat them twice, the only team they have a losing record against. So I don't think it's some guarantee.
Did
you say that? My bad. I don't think it's some guarantee.
By the way, Mego, they lost both games.
Right.
What?
It's not a guarantee that you can beat that team. You haven't done it yet. So I don't think that there's any reason to think that's a given. So I say no.
21-4 this year without Porzingis. It's a better win percentage than they had with him. Okay? So they won 11 out of 12 without Porzingis. They just won a playoff game last night.
They never beat the Nuggets either.
Without Porzingis. I have heard once or twice they didn't beat the Nuggets this year. They're good enough to win without him.
And I hope you're right, for the record.
Okay, well, and saying anything different just lets them off the hook, meaning Tatum and Brown. It lets those two off the hook. Like, Porzingis is the difference between a championship and no championship?
Yes. I've been saying it since November.
Okay, so they couldn't have won last year?
No.
They couldn't have won 2 years ago against Golden State when they were up in the NBA Finals. They didn't have Porzingis then.
No, because of the way their stars played and the way they're playing right now.
Okay.
Also, the way
but then it's about their
about
stars.
It,
it's not about Porzingis.
It's also matchup-based. Like, to me, okay, like, I'm going to be totally honest, as Arkan just said and as I said before that, it's not even so much about, like, Jason and Jaylen. It's about who's on the other side in Jokic and how you match up with them and what you do against that defense with Kat and Rudy Gobert. Like, it's a matchup-based thing. To me, that's really different than saying, okay, well, Porzingis would have taken down the Warriors. That's a different matchup.
Okay. They were good enough to win the last 2 years, maybe the last 3 years without Porzingis. Now they're not good enough to win without Porzingis? That's
silly. I don't think they were good enough to win the last 2 years. That's why they didn't, Jones. I mean,
okay.
Come on.
Arkham, they were up 2-1 and then up in game 4 against Golden State. I know they didn't win. Duh. They weren't good enough to win the title
Jason
2 years
Tatum
ago.
Jason Tatum was good
Golden
enough
State?
To win in that,
you
in that
about,
series.
You talk
he had
about
a terrible
like
series.
Were,
he had
like
a terrible series. He wasn't good enough. He
like
wasn't good enough to win.
Away.
They were up 2-1 and leading in the fourth quarter of game 4. That they did let it slip away. What are you talking about?
You talk about it like it's like a 3-1 thing that they let go. They, like, it was so close.
They were
for
on
them.
Their way at home to going up 3-1 against Golden State.
Yeah,
yes.
And then Steph Curry turned into what Steph Curry
okay,
does.
Okay,
but more importantly, they weren't good enough.
Arkan, I agree. Tatum had a terrible series, but they lost because of Tatum. It has nothing to do with Porzingis. So if they don't get there and they don't win, it will be about Tatum and Brown. Agree. It's not about Porzingis. It's independent of Porzingis. They're good enough to win without him. And if they don't, it's not about him. It was never about Porzingis. It's about those two. That I agree with. Let me ask it another way. Denver loses Aaron Gordon. Can they win a championship?
That's stupid.
Why?
Because Aaron Gordon isn't the only big that Denver, they have on the floor.
I might say no to that.
Denver loses Michael Porter. Are they good enough to win?
I don't know.
Yes.
Okay, just answer it.
But
yes or no?
Not Gordon.
Okay.
Yes, Porter, not Gordon.
They're good enough to win without either of those two. That team is good enough to win without their number three. This team is good enough to win without their three or four. By the way, Derek White was awesome last night. Like Minnesota, if Gobert goes down, can they win?
Again, that's another team
trick question.
With a better big on the roster. Porzingis.
Trick question.
I say no.
Trick question. They can't win anyway. Yeah. They can't win even with him healthy.
Porzingis is the best big on the roster. That's the issue with these teams that you're comparing him to.
It's their number three or four.
If you're going to make this comparison, then you sit there and you say, can the Celtics win without Al Horford?
Yeah.
And you go, yeah, probably. I guess so. It's going to be tough for them because that's their second big. Kristaps Porzingis also fulfills a different role for this team
I got it, Mego.
Than those guys do on their teams.
I can't come up with a perfect analogy for Kristaps Porzingis
on
other teams.
Well, the ones that you're picking up are just teams that happen to have a second big, and you're discounting the second big. You're not talking about the equivalent
the Celtics
of
have
Porzingis.
The Celtics have a second big.
The Celtics have a
and
different...
And Horford, they're
the
good enough to win with Horford.
The Celtics have a different makeup. They have two wings.
Okay, they're good enough to win
those
with Horford.
Those are their top players.
They're not good enough to win without Porzingis.
No,
so if we get
not
an
in
update,
the finals.
If we get an update, shut it down, they're done?
I mean, look, I'm telling you, I'm hoping that you're right. I don't think you are.
Okay. Here's what we know about Kristaps Porzingis. I told you this in October. I still feel the same way. No, I don't think, I'm not going to give him the out that if Porzingis gets hurt, that's their excuse to not win the title. Celtics center Kristaps Porzingis will undergo imaging on Tuesday. That's today. But early indications are he hasn't sustained an Achilles injury, according to Woj. I believe that, by the way. They would know by now. If he had a torn Achilles, they would have known on the court last night. Never mind by now today. So I agree with that. Washburn tweeted about him in a walking boot. I also saw a bunch of photos, images of him in a walking boot leaving the arena last night.
Gamesmanship.
You think that's gamesmanship?
Absolute gamesmanship.
What do we make of this? Porzingis also tweeted out, good W tonight. D. White is special. Thanks for all the support. Will, W-I-L-L, not wheel, will be good with a flexing emoji. Is
it
what
means
he put up.
That he didn't sustain any finger injuries because he tweeted that out or so, he told someone to do it.
So if I had to guess, he's playing again in the postseason, assuming the Celtics can advance without him, and they will. I know you guys are afraid of his absence. I'm not. And so
I think you say he couldn't advance without him.
I think he's going to play again. And I don't think this is like some season ender for Kristaps Porzingis. Doesn't feel that way, but it could be a while. You know, Giannis had some kind of Achilles injury. Arkan, I know you think it might be something different. And he isn't back, and it could take weeks for Porzingis to return. So how will he look when he comes back? Will he still be managing something? Could he have another setback and another injury? Sure. All those things are possible, and I think they're good enough to win without him. But you don't buy that it's an Achilles injury, Arkan.
Well, not necessarily.
Or a calf injury.
I think that's what maybe happened after the first thing. So if you watch the game, you saw right before he left the court, the possession before that, Derek White missed a shot. He went in to get a rebound, and he turned his ankle, and he was limping around. And that was like 30 seconds between then and when they went back down the other way, and he was clearly favoring the ankle. And I was a little surprised. I think Tomasi tweeted about this too. Why did he stay in the game? Why not call a timeout there? You got the ball back. Like, why not get your hobbled center off the court, which I didn't love. But I do. It's not that I don't think there was a calf injury or a potential Achilles. They said it was a calf strain. It just seemed like that was maybe not the initial injury, but something that happened because he was favoring his other leg.
So to me, that would be worse. And you just said it. It's like, oh, good. Now he's got an ankle injury and
right.
a calf injury.
Yeah.
Great. So he's made of glass. And this is why I got in front of this take, because I didn't expect him to survive a playoff run. And he made it four games. Four postseason games against another physical team in Miami, and he's down. You better hope they can win without him.
Not all four.
Because I don't, it's true. Not even a full four.
Don't give him that.
He's like Garoppolo when you say he made it through two games. Not true. Game and a half. So, like three and a quarter is what he made it through last night. So you better hope they can win without him, because I don't think he's going to be here for this full run. 617-779-7937. These two are afraid without Porzingis. I've been saying for a while they can win.
You're a fool if you're not afraid of Denver.
I'm not afraid of Denver anyway.
You're
never
a
mind.
Fool.
Never mind without Porzingis.
You're a foolish fool.
I mean, they had trouble with the Lakers, and I know you hate the Lakers.
Mm-hmm. I don't hate
the Celtics
Lakers.
Had trouble with the Heat, Jones. They don't have LeBron James or Anthony Davis.
I mean, yes. they've blown the
They lost the same amount of games
okay.
as the Nuggets
okay,
lost to the Lakers.
Lost two games at the buzzer, Arkan, and that's not different than smoking them by 20 points?
Not really.
I'm sorry, I didn't know LeBron James played for the Heat now, or the equivalent.
You're talking about a team's best players, Tyler Hero.
We're talking about the Heat's bench right now.
I respect the Lakers.
Bam Adebayo is keeping them in.
I respect the Lakers.
Alive.
You're the one who mocks the Lakers, not me.
When have I mocked the Lakers?
All last postseason run.
I mocked you for being like, Anthony Davis and LeBron James are the best duo in the whole NBA.
It's a good duo.
The Suns should be scared of the Suns.
Well, let me say this. The Lakers do have that in-season tournament banner that they can look at, so that's good. They have that to feel good about.
That is true. Yeah. Pacers, nice. Pacers were the runners-up. They're about to run the Bucks out of the building. So I put some stock in that. I do. Meanwhile, other people are shaking in their boots as well, just like these two fraidy cats. Let me hear Stephen A.
I'm wearing Vans.
Stephen A. this morning on First Take. Let me hear that.
Boston is in a world of trouble. There's no way you're giving them a chance to beat a team like Denver or even a Minnesota without a Kristaps Porzingis. You need him in the lineup. 7'3", can shoot, clearly can block shots, helps Al Horford. You can't put that kind of load on Al Horford, who's obviously a very viable piece, but you can't put that kind of load on him and expect him to be able to deliver the goods for this team this year against those horses in the Western Conference and against a tough New York Knicks team as well, as physical as they're going to be willing to play. So I would say this is everything. Porzingis better be healthy enough for the next round or the round thereafter, because if not, it's a wrap.
Okay. What were you just pushing back on there, Ryan, when you said stop it?
The Knicks part specifically? The Knicks are so scary.
It's like, guys, Al Horford, they've been to the finals with Al Horford before. I think they can get back and they can win with this team.
I would not worry about that.
Okay, but they're so much better around than they were a couple of years ago. And they were good enough to win 2 years ago. They were talented enough to win last year.
They got Porzingis.
Okay, but like, but I'm saying with Drew Holiday and more Derek White and subtract Marcus Smart, they're in a way better spot.
Derek White is a lot better.
Thank you.
I'll definitely give you that.
Okay.
So I'm not saying that
they don't have the horses. That's what Stephen A. just said. They don't have the horses. Of course they do.
They do have the horses. And I think he's just talking about like the horses, like specifically.
He said they don't have the horses to beat the Knicks.
Jokic horses, like those are serious horses over there. He's got to get back there. He's got to miss championship parades stable, to go to them. So I just think that people have a tendency to underrate what the teams in the Western Conference are doing. Yeah, exactly. Just wait. And so I'm not saying, I'm just, you know, I would, if Porzingis, I've said this before. I said this a couple weeks ago and you guys were like, oh my God. Okay, so if Porzingis is healthy, I think the Celtics are the favorite to win. But I still think
they are the favorite to win. Yeah.
I'm saying, like, I in my heart, I think that they will win. But I look at it and I go, even if Porzingis is healthy, I still think if you see Denver, you're going 6 or 7 games with Denver. And so without Porzingis, I can't in good faith sit here and go like, oh, yeah, who's afraid of them?
So this is
Jokic, Murray, whatever. There's nothing special over there. Like, come on. Look what they're doing against. This is mostly a Heat bench.
Yeah.
And it's like they lost a game to that.
Yeah, I just think more highly of the Celtics than you do, apparently. And so when it comes to this team, do you even think they fully healthy Porzingis? He comes back, he misses the rest of the series or the next matchup against Cleveland and Orlando. Even fully healthy, do you believe they can beat Denver? You said you think they're going 6 or 7 games with Porzingis.
Yes, I said this 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
I said that I think they'll win.
So,
but
you,
Porzingis,
so you finally
needs
changed
to be,
your stance on this?
2 weeks ago.
Okay.
Yeah. I think Porzingis needs to be healthy, though.
Okay.
Like, that's the difference, is I think that they need their starting five to be healthy. That's the strength of this team.
But until 2 weeks ago, you were skeptical they could even win with Porzingis.
I was, yeah. Just because I haven't seen it yet.
I don't know
why that's so crazy.
I still am skeptical of that, if Porzingis was still healthy. I think that that's, you know, just looking at what Minnesota and Denver did in the first round, I think that in Minnesota's case especially, they're really pumped up about this. And they have the type of team, which Scal said, is the exact type of team that the Celtics have trouble with. A big rim defender right there in the middle, guys who can score from the wing, guys who can defend on the wing. Like, they have all those tools and all those things that I think would give the Celtics a tough series. And it's not necessarily do I think the Celtics have no chance against them. They have a chance against anybody. But I think those teams have a chance against the Celtics. Celtics more so than any other team in the East, much more.
If the Celtics lose to Denver, it won't be about Porzingis. For me, maybe I'll see it and I'll be shocked, but not sitting here today, I don't forecast it that way. Maybe Tatum has an awful series. They would lose because of that. Maybe Jaylen Brown is invisible like he was for most of last night. They can lose because of that. Porzingis, you're number three? Like, how many times are we looking at a team's number three and blaming them for losing a series?
But here's the thing that you're missing on that when you say
number
three.
He might be their four, by the way.
The level of talent, Jones, is that the top two are wings. Like, I've been saying this since November. I really feel like there are guys that are maybe overall more talented as basketball players than Porzingis. But Porzingis, there's not a redundancy out there. What are you going to do? You're going to throw Luke Kornet or Tillman out there and hope that they can survive past, minutes?
No, you're going to play Horford.
Horford's 37 years old. He's broken down in the last two
Horford
playoff rounds.
Horford and Kornet is going to be his backup, and you're going to have a lot of Kornet then, I guess.
That's what I'm saying. You're going to hope that Kornet's going to be able to survive past 6 minutes? Like, you really want to see Kornet in the Eastern Conference Finals?
No, I don't really want to see Kornet, and I wish they did more at the deadline. Maybe Tillman will play more. But the real answer is Horford's going to play those big minutes, and that's fine. Here's
it's not
Scal.
Fun when you need him in the finals.
Here's Scal after the game. Let's hear how he felt about it.
Obviously, for us to win a championship, I always feel like we have to have all hands on deck. But I do, if you just look at the Eastern Conference and the way it stands right now, we could carry an injury, and we could probably carry a Porzingis injury if we had to with a Luke Kornet or a Xavier Tillman.
Yeah, but and when you say carry it, you're talking through the Eastern Conference, or I mean, cause okay.
Yeah, I mean, I don't just watching Denver right now. Like, that's going to be an all-out war. We need all hands on deck to beat that team.
Okay, so he agrees with you guys. Afraid? Can they can't win if Porzingis is shut down. No hope for the Celtics. No reason in watching. They can't win without Kristaps Porzingis.
You just said a minute ago that we never blame the third guy. Didn't we blame Marcus Smart all the time for missing all those shots and doing all those things and being the third guy? And isn't the whole point of getting Kristaps Porzingis to improve who the third guy is?
So, yes.
And make that and take some of the pressure off Brown and Tatum, who have shown they don't handle it that well.
But did they lose
in the playoffs?
Did they lose in the finals because of Marcus Smart?
No. I think that was part of it, sure.
It was Tatum. And so
Tatum had a bad series, yeah.
So Tatum is why they lost. Smart got in the way, and Smart complicated things. Smart isn't why they lost. Just
Arcan
like
mousetrapped.
Just like how am I mousetrapped? I never said Smart is the reason they lost. I said subtracting Smart helps.
Said Smart has been holding back Jason and Jaylen.
Yeah, but why? Yeah, but Tatum's the one who had the awful series.
Tatum did have an awful series.
I've always blamed Tatum for that.
Smart also
wasn't
good enough as
the third.
The
really good news is that Tatum has totally solved any clutch issues he has.
That's true.
Okay. But so Porzingis doesn't help any of that. Exactly. It's going to be about Tatum. That's my
Porzingis
stance.
Porzingis is one of your best shooters on the team.
Okay, but it's going to be about
Tatum.
He's
a better shooter field goal-wise than Jason Tatum
Just
is.
Like it was with Marcus Smart, and just like it will be with Porzingis now, it's about Tatum. If Tatum doesn't rise up and Brown doesn't rise up, they're not going to win. That's independent of Porzingis or Derek White or Drew Holiday
now
or Marcus Smart
sound like
or anyone
Creed
else.
Song.
Now I sound like what?
A Creed song.
Well, you sound like you're terrified of this postseason run. I don't get it.
I'm terrified of Jokic and Murray. And anyone who's not is just like crazy.
I think she's just afraid to commit to the Celtics.
Maybe.
I think
it's all I've been picking the field the whole time, so this isn't new for me. Like, I've said field this entire time. And I don't. You're right, Coach Prime. But also, like, Brad Stevens just won Executive of the Year this year. And he didn't win it because he stuck with Marcus Smart and Robert Williams and thought Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum were good enough to win a championship. Mm-hmm. He upgraded the roster and extended those guys because he knows they aren't. And he knows that they needed help. And that's what he brought those guys in for. And that's why he won that award. So I don't see why you're, like, just dismissing these two very important pieces that were brought in this year to push them over the top.
Yeah, okay, and why aren't you talking about the G. Willikers Award?
They still have so much more help. Like, even without Porzingis, they still have so much more help than they had a year ago.
I haven't loved Drew Holiday this series. I haven't loved the way he's played.
I mean, look, he hasn't been great in this series. But
I haven't really loved Tatum and Brown either in this series.
No, they've been bad.
Yeah.
And if they don't go far,
I'm not picking them to win the whole thing.
That's going to be the reason. But it's independent of Porzingis. But you guys can vote. Can the Celtics win a championship without Kristaps Porzingis? As a wise man once said, do you believe?
Don't believe.
You can vote. At Jones and Mego, you can dial us up, 617-779-7937. These two say no chance, pack it in. They cannot win without Porzingis. I say yes, and I've been saying that for, 6 months. Arcan, with all the latest in trending, we will be talking to Rob Bradford at 4:30. We're going to talk to Thor Nystrom. Very, very, if you think these two are negative, very negative grade for the Patriots and their draft. We'll talk to him at 3:30. It's also a 2 for Tuesday here on WEEI, which means we have two tickets to give away to the Red Sox and the Giants on Thursday. You want to win those? Make sure you're listening less than 10 minutes from now at 2:30. All that right after Trending with Arcan.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.